Empanadas, naranjas, manzanas.
Pan de muertos, tamales, calaveras de azúcar, cempasúchil.
Visitando los abuelos en el campo santo, cantando y bailando.
Estas son las imágenes de una celebración importante, el Día de los Muertos.
Nosotros estamos aquí para celebrar en nuestra comunidad religiosa.
Empanadas, oranges, apples.
Sweet bread, tamales, sugar skulls, marigolds.
Visiting the grandparents in the cemetery, singing and dancing.
These are the images of a very important celebration, the Day of the Dead.
We are here to celebrate in our religious community.
Throughout many areas of Latin America, November 1 bears the name of All Saints Day, Día de Todos Santos, and November 2nd has two names, All Souls Day, and Día de las Ánimas, and Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos.
In contemporary society, the two days are usually combined as one. Communities and religious institutions throughout the Americas are spiritually nourished through the activities of Day of the Dead.
As we light our chalice and start our worship, let us be lifted up today in our celebration.
Regresa a mí. church really filled up in the in the last few minutes. I looked back about 5 minutes of, and it was empty, and now look, at it's full. Wonderful. As part of the 150th year celebration of the founding of USG, Peter and I were asked to begin the creation of a memorial book that would honor past and future deceased members. To compile the list, we searched through whatever records we could find, the membership book, the memorial fund book, files on memorial services, and others which had never been pulled together before. We eventually assembled a list of 150 names of members who had died since 1980. Eventually, we can go back earlier, but we had to cut it off somewhere. To date, we have been able to find information on 75 of these, such as orders of service, obituaries, newspaper articles, and photos, which we have organized into these memorial books. However, this effort is a work in progress. It is by no means complete. Our goal is to make the list as complete as possible and have meaningful information about each of our dear friends who are no longer with us. For this, we need the help from all of you. If you find that a member is not on the list, please provide us with the right information. For those listed, please add any additional information you may have, including personal remembrances, as well as obituaries, orders of service, articles, and photos. You can give it to Peter or me, or leave it in the church office, which now has a 150th mailbox. The books will be on display in a yet-to-be-determined place in the church. Today, they are here for you to look at on the table beside the exit door over here. This project has become very meaningful to us as we continue to learn more about the amazing lives of these members and friends we remember so fondly. We think you, too, will be touched as you listen to Kent's remarks this morning and see some of the pictures that have been selected. Please help us to continue to update this project so that each member is appropriately honored. During the next musical interlude, we will honor 150 deceased members by projecting their names on the screen. I want to say thanks to Gloria and Sarah Spath for putting together this PowerPoint presentation. And a special thanks to Peter, especially for his attention to detail and follow-through, honed over 40 years of writing grants for the NIH.
De cáncer. mis ojos que lloran en silencio por tu adiós. Me miro en el espejo y veo en mi rostro por el tiempo que he sufrido por tu adiós. Obligo a que te olvide el pensamiento, pues siempre estoy pensando en el ayer. Prefiero estar dormido que despierto de tanto que me duele que no estés. Como quisiera, ay, que tú vivieras, que tus ojitos jamás se hubieran cerrado nunca y estar mirándonos. Amor eterno e inolvidable, tarde o temprano estaré contigo para seguir. Tanto por tu ausencia, desde ese día hasta hoy no soy feliz. Aunque tengo tranquila mi conciencia, sé que pude yo haber hecho más por ti. Oscura soledad estoy viviendo, la misma soledad de tu sepulcro, mamá. Porque tú eres el amor del cual yo tengo el más triste recuerdo de Acapulco. Como quisiera, ay, que tú vivieras, que tus ojitos jamás se hubieran cerrado nunca. Estar mirándolos, amor eterno e inolvidable, tarde o temprano estaré contigo.
So many wonderful people reconnecting with the memories of deceased loved ones of this church. We've had many members possessing talents as artists, writers, and musicians. James Gordon Long was a professional writer in public relations and advertising, and he was a poet who published a humorous book of poetry entitled Footsteps. For example, this poem on aging entitled Confession. I'm aging rather gracefully. I manage this because I'm not the man I used to be, but then I never was. Or this poem on religion entitled Eye Contact. Work for it, the pros advise. Our pastor does. Lord knows he tries to catch our eyes in sermons, but it's hard for him when mine are shut. Ruth Donnell was photographer and writer. She wrote three novels and abundant poetry. She was a committed environmentalist and photographer of nature. John Donnell was a professor of political science who specialized in Southeast Asian studies. He was an accomplished jazz pianist, sang in the choir here at USG. John and Ruth traveled widely taking pictures of the world and came back and gave slideshows of their award-winning work. Amy Rumsey Van Italy was an accomplished artist who endeared herself to many USG members by painting renderings of their houses and natural scenes around the world. We have Antarctica in my house, which she painted during her visit there. Doris Sturgeon, catch this one, people. Born in Japan to missionary parents in 1902, she lived to be over 100. In Japan, Doris and her sister became local celebrities by swimming around the base of Mount Fuji. That has to be some stories of that. She was an accomplished violinist, played music around the world during her husband's diplomatic career before she settled in Philly and taught music at local schools and conducted large choral groups. Margaret Peg Spigler sang for the Sweet Adelines, the Amble Choral Society, and USG Choir. She was curator of the Wharton Sinclair Estate, where she entertained many friends in elegant parties. We have great educators all today and going all the way back. Deceased loved ones include Robert Hudgens West, was a professor at the Department of Sociology at Temple for 36 years. Bob had a deep love of teaching and found great satisfaction in the achievement of his students. Bob and his wife Sarah had the opportunity to teach in Temple's campus in Tokyo at one time. Earl Henry Spaulding was professor and chair of Department of Microbiology at Temple School of Medicine. Earl designed the Spaulding classification scheme, outlining the most effective chemicals for treatment of bacterial infections. And this led to significant reduction of infections in hospitals. Eula Saunders was an elementary school teacher for 25 years in Philadelphia and an activist in feminist peace and humanitarian causes. John Jack Shelley was a musician who played the violin, saxophone, and piano. He taught music in Philadelphia public schools for 44 years and especially enjoyed teaching visually handicapped students. Michael Mark Schumann was a talented keyboard musician and performer whose taste ranged from Chicago blues to jazz and classical. He died prematurely at 39. Six USG members have died during the past year, since October 1st of 2014. Gary Bromberg was a successful commercial insurance broker for 40 years. Gary also became an accomplished artist, producing oil and acrylic paintings and metal sculptures resembling Paleolithic cave paintings. And he was a big brother constantly for 35 years. June Williams Burnley enthusiastically traveled the world and was an English teacher for the school district of Philly for many years. Joan Long was a high school art teacher. After retiring in 81 from Philadelphia Public Schools, Joan continued to make her own art and teach art classes for seniors. She published a book, Adventures in Brightest Africa, the story of her travels in Europe, Africa, and Asia with her two teenage sons. Georgia McWhinney was an educator, a reading specialist who earned her PhD at the age of 60. Her passion for emerging literacy in both children and adults, she gave talks on this throughout America and Europe. Sarah Sally Strybig was a teacher of physical ed in Philly public schools, Philadelphia High School for Girls. She was an avid sailor on the high seas. Charlotte McDowell Turner was a lifelong member of USG. With her sister Barbara, Charlotte worked in the Department of Human Resource Services as a social worker and a program matching grandparent figures with foster children. She was politically active for her entire adult life, promoting civil rights and social justice. And finally, we lift up some of those who died too young. Nicholas Brown was the son of Ingrid and Bob Brown, brother of Christopher and Michael, and twin brother David. Nicky was born in 1968 and died tragically at the age of 17 in an automobile accident. Nicky was a breakdancer who had deep empathy for reaching out and helping kids on the margins or who were ostracized. He was a helper his entire life, and in his memory, the Nicky Brown Scholarship Fund was established here at USG. Lady Sheeta Bonanno was born in Chile, South America in 1981. She and her brother Louis were adopted by longtime USG members Kathleen and David Bonanno. Lady died at the age of 21 at the hands of a murderer. Ladybug, her nickname given by her brother Lou, had recently graduated from nursing school, was looking forward to a life of service. Her smile and love of life were highly contagious. Jessie Bryant loved art, the movies, and friends. She loved participating in our youth group at the church. She died, sadly, at the age of 21 of cancer. Kevin Groves. Kevin Groves.
Kevin Groves was an active member and leader of the Friends of the Wissahickon. He was also a poet, penning these lines. When I am all caught up in the agenda and thinking about what is next, I forget that I can just sit in the grass and write in my journal.
Le brindan su canto y toda la visita el día de su santo.
algo más bello y tibia sus lagunas. Se peina con el viento de caque en las espumas, de piedra molcajetes, volcanes nevados. El popolí tan siguas, amantes postrados. Me quedo en este suelo tan lindo y tan sereno, porque he encontrado cantos, caricias y consuelos. Por tantas cosas bellas me quedo en tu seno, gozando tus pregones.
In the struggles we choose for ourselves, in the ways we move forward in our lives and bring our world forward with us, we share a history with those lives of those who went before. We belong to the same motion. Those who lived before us, who struggled for justice and suffered injustice before us, have not melted into the dust and have not disappeared. They are with us. The lives they lived hold us steady.
Thank you. thank you, Deportivion.
Y así.